someone who loves a good apartment because he lives in one in Brooklyn, New York City, is our tech correspondent, Paul Stenhouse. Kia ora, Paul.
Good morning, good morning. I could talk about apartments all day.
Yeah, you have like, drunk
they really are the future.
Yeah.
I do. I love them. I'm in a studio. I did find it weird that I could see my bed from my kitchen originally, but now that's just totally normal.
Yeah, you see, you get normalized to it. And let's be honest, you're not especially green-fingered. Like, you're not spending a whole lot of time in the garden at the best of times, so it suits you.
No, I'm also not very good in the kitchen either, so I don't spend a whole lot of time there.
You just go to the dumpling shop and you sort yourself out.
That's it. Hey,
we've got a couple of little devals this week that you wanted to run us through and tell us about, none of which I'd heard about, so thank goodness we have your assistance. I'm going to start off this morning with Google Lens, and Google is forever trialing new stuff and bringing out new technology, but this sounds really interesting.
This is cool. I mean, Google just knows so much. I know that sounds ridiculous, but they really do. And they had their annual developer conference out in San Francisco just last week. And they are now turning your phone's camera effectively into a search box. So no longer do you need to try to work out how you're going to describe what that flower is that you are trying to work out what it is. You can actually just take your phone, pull it out, turn on Google Lens, point it at the actual flower, and it will tell you what the flower is.
That is amazing.
How does it do that?
That's like cyborg stuff. So in, you know, in Terminator, how the Terminator like can just look at stuff and the little computer analyzes it and goes, that is a chair. That is a 1992 Toyota Corolla. This can do the same thing.
It gets absolutely, and it gets better too, because of course Google knows so much. They've got, you know, restaurant reviews over here. I'm sure they have them in New Zealand too, where you can jump on, you do your Google search, you can find the address, you can check the menu, and then you can kind of see what other people are saying about it. You can do that if you're just on the street, and you can get out your Google Lens, point it at the restaurant, and hey presto, it knows the restaurant, it gives you those reviews, it gives you the menu, you don't have to go and try and find it on the window. The other one's the Wi-Fi password, those super confusing Wi-Fi passwords when you go to someone's house. Well, no longer do you need to try and type in all those, you know, capitals and special characters and whatnot. You can just use your Google Lens to look at it, and it will copy and paste that straight into the internet.
That is so
cool. And you're suddenly connected to Wi-Fi.
That is amazing.
So it's, and what they're doing with the assistants, with the voice activated stuff, you know, they're really onto it. We won't need keyboards very soon.
So how do we use this?
It's not how. Google's only testing it still at the moment. They've rolled it out. This was announced at their developer conference, so they're trying to get developers excited about it. They have a very, very early stage version of it, but they say it's coming, quote, soon. So we'll wait to see that, hopefully later in the year.
Okay. Next up, the drone selfie.
Yeah, how cool is this? I actually haven't got
cool
a drone yet.
How cool is it, Paul? Yeah, I'm not sure it is going to be too cool, but please.
Drones, awesome. The problem is, though, is that at this point, they're still pretty technical, and you kind of have to know how to fly them, and it's kind of hard, and they're also kind of expensive. This company called DJI, they've been sort of at the forefront of drones. They have now released a drone that you can control on your cell phone. Mm. It is the size of a can of Coke, and it's, I know it sounds kind of expensive, but in drone terms, it's only $499, which for the first time has made a drone somewhat affordable. But basically, you can just launch this thing off. It will fly above you. It'll record you walking down those beautiful fjords, out playing your game of soccer with your friends, and you can control it all with your hands. So if you want to take a selfie, you just pose and cross your arms, bam, takes the selfie. And you can, of course, it goes straight to your phone, and you can pop it up on your favorite social network. So there you are out in the wilderness with a few bars of 3G. You throw your phone out, cross your arms, and the world knows that you're in paradise.
I can see some problems coming from that. Yeah, the world knows you're in paradise, although anyone around you will no longer be enjoying paradise. Finally, Paul, tell us about Google's Jamboard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I've been at work and you do those whiteboard sessions, you know, you're kind of drawing it out. The problem is everyone has to be there. Everyone has to be in the room standing around the whiteboard, and that's another thing Google's trying to change. So they've created this giant 55-inch touchscreen that kind of actually looks like a kid's tablet. Like, it's kind of got rubbery edges as if you aren't supposed to drop it or something, but it's huge. Costs $5,000. But of course, being Google, connected to the internet. And you can actually connect up a whole bunch of these Jamboards So people all around the world can be seeing the same thing at the same time. And they're going to be rolling out apps as well. So if you've got your tablet or your phone and you're working from home, or you're just working in an office that didn't want to shell out $5,000 for their own Jamboard, you can actually just see what everyone's doing. You can pull in things from the web. You can add emojis. You can draw, obviously. It's pretty cool.
This is where
things are going, right? You know, people aren't working in offices like they were. There's just not that need. But we still need to be able to talk to each other, and we still need to be able to show each other things. And this is what Google's now trying to solve.
Man, this stuff is so cool. I love it. I can imagine that being in every classroom in New Zealand in a couple of years' time as well. Thank you so much, Paul, for those little tidbits and new tech bits and pieces. That's Paul Stenhouse, our technology commentator in New York for us this morning.